Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. A little more with Jason Lusk of Oklahoma State University on that animal well-being study he's conducted of average consumers. Back on that in just a moment.
Hey, cattlemen. Why buy an expensive ground load trailer when you can use the LT Dock ground load conversion for livestock trailers? The patented conversion attaches to existing pot trailers or straight floor trailers for easy loading or unloading from the ground or from a dock. The conversion adds 3 feet of length and converts in 60 seconds. Available in steel or aluminum. For more info, call 580-922-4973 or visit www.ltgroundload.com. That's www.ltgroundload.com.
It's the 7th annual Chris Black Cream of the Crop annual female and bull sale at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma on Saturday, June 14th, starting at high noon. It's the largest annual club calf producing female sale in the country, featuring nearly 500 club calf producing and commercial females. All are fall bred and AI service. Also, 35 herd bull prospects will sale. For more information, contact Collin Cattle Services, 800-975-6313, or go to their website, www.blackherfordranch.com. This past week up at Kansas State University, there was an international symposium on beef cattle welfare. And Jason Lusk, who's an ag economist at Oklahoma State University, presented an interesting study that had been conducted in cooperation with several folks, including Oklahoma State University, on what the average consumer thinks about animal welfare issues. Jason says, one of the questions they ask, are you willing to pay for animal welfare well-being practices?
We asked in this survey, we asked a general question about whether they thought that food prices were more or less important than animal welfare. And when we just asked that single question in isolation, most people said, well, animal welfare is more important. In fact, almost 80% of people said that. Well, that's not terribly surprising, just given the nature of the question. Who wants to appear like the bad guy and say that? Well, just for a few bucks, I want animals to have a bad life. So one thing we did, which is sort of interesting, I think, is that we tweaked the question just a little and asked some other people, what about the average American? Do you think the average American thinks that meat prices are more important than animal welfare? And we found just the opposite there. Most people think that the average American thinks that food prices are more important than animal welfare. That kind of gets at that willingness to pay issue. And some of our other research suggests to us these questions about asking people what they think, say, the average American will do is actually a better reflection of what they would actually do in the grocery store, because while they want to make themselves look good, they don't care about making someone else look good. And so we have reason to believe that people and other research suggests that some people are willing to pay premiums for certain kinds of products, cage-free eggs or what have you. The real question that we're getting into now in our future research is, you know, how do those values, those amounts that people are willing to pay compared to the costs of providing those levels of animal care? And that's the key question.
And there is follow-up to this study being planned, according to OSU's Jason Lusk.
Yes, we have several studies, actually some starting in about 2 weeks, where we recruit people from the general population and we bring them into a sort of laboratory type setting, and we have them make decisions where they have to put their money where their mouth is. And if they tell us they want, say, meat, pork from an animal that hasn't been produced in a gestation crate or in a tightly confined facility, then we put them in a situation where they have to actually pay more for it. And we try to find that break-even price. You know, where are they willing to do that? We want to measure those trade-offs more precisely on the consumer end. And we're also doing studies on the cost side, too, to determine, you know, not only what are consumers willing to pay for, say, more space in a pen for sows, but, you know, what's the cost of actually providing that.
OSU's Jason Lusk. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 7th annual Chris Black Cream of the Crop annual female and bull sale at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma on Saturday, June 14th, starting at high noon. It's the largest annual club calf producing female sale in the country, featuring nearly 500 club calf producing and commercial females. All are fall bred and AI service. Also, 35 herd bull prospects will sale. For more information, contact Collin Cattle Services, 800-975-6313, or go to their website, www.blackherfordranch.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.